Jack O'Ryan was as good fiddler as ever fiddled on a string. And he could drive young women mad with the tune his wives would sing. But he would fiddle if fish out of salt water, water from bare marble stone, or the milk from out of a maiden's breast. Oh, baby, she had none. And there he played in the castle hall, and there he played him fast asleep, except it was for the young countess, and for love she stayed awake. And first he played at a slow, slow ed, and then he played it brisk and gay, and it's, oh dear love, be kinder, kind of the lady she did say. And the day has dawned, and the cocks have crowed, and flapped their wings so wide, it's, you must come up to me chamber there, and lie down by me side. So he lapped his fiddle in a cloth of green, and he stole out on his tiptoe, and he's off back to his young boy Tom as fast as he could go. Ere the day has dawned and the cocks have crowed and flapped their wings so wide, I'm bid to go up to that lady's door and stretch out by her side. Lie down, me good master, and here's a blanket to your hand, and I'll waken you in as good a time as any cock in the land. So Tom took the fiddle into his hand, and he fiddled and he sang for a full hour, until he played him a fast asleep, and he's off to the lady's bower. And when he come to the counter's door, he twirled so softly at the pin, and the lady, true to her promise, rose up and let him in. Well, he did not take that lady gay to bolster nor to bed, but down upon the hard cold bedroom floor right soon he had her laid. And neither did he kiss her when he come, nor yet when from her he did go, but in at the lady's bedroom window the moon like a cold did glow. Ragged are your stockings, love, and stubbly is your cheek and chin, and tousled is that yellow hair that I saw latest green. Me stockings belong to my boy Tom, and they were the first came to my hand, and the wind it tousled me yellow hair as I rode over the land. Tom took the fiddle into his hand, and he fiddled and he played so saucily, and he's off back to his master's house as fast as a go-could-ye. When up, oh me good master, why snore you there so loud? For there is not a cock in all this land but has clapped his wings and groaned. Jack O'Ryan took the fiddle into his hand, and he fiddled and he played so merrily, and he's off away to the lady's house as fast as a go-could-key. And when he come to the lady's door, he twirled so softly up to the ring, saying, oh, me dear, is your true love, rise up and let me in. She said, surely you didn't leave behind a golden brooch or a velvet love, or are you returned back again to taste more of me love? Jack O'Ryan, he swore a bloody oath, by oak, by ash, by bitter thorn, lady, I never was in this room since the day that I was born. Oh, then it was your own boy Tom that cruelly has beguiled me, and woe that the blood of that ruffian boy should spring in my body. Jack O'Ryan took off to his own house, saying, Tom, my boy, come here to me, and he hanged that boy from his own gatepost as high as the willow tree.